Someone is coming back to Elm Street. He is not friendly. He is not patient.
Kill for me!
And he is not a welcome visitor.
No! No! No!
But he has something terribly special for the new kid on the block.
It started to happen again.
Dad!
I'm in trouble.
You've had some scary dreams, okay? Help! Daddy can't help you now.
There's something inside of me.
Not
afraid of him. He doesn't even exist.
Freddy Krueger is back on Elm Street.
Get out of here, Lisa!
Yes, fight him.
Watch out for him. He'll be in your neighborhood soon. A Nightmare on Elm Street, Part 2.
You are all my children now.
Freddy's Revenge.
Hi everyone, this is Kelly Cassian.
And I'm Bill.
And today we're going to continue our series with Nightmare in Elm Street. That is one of my favorite villains from horror movies. This is a new season of our broadcast. So this is part 2 of Nightmare in Elm Street. So Bill, give us all the information.
Okay. It came out in Nightmare on Elm Street, Part 2, Freddy's Revenge. Came out in 1985. It's got a 5.5 rating on IMDb. And it's directed by Jack Sholder. It stars Mark Patton, Kim Myers, and Robert Russier. Russler. The synopsis, a teenage boy is haunted in his dreams by a deceased child murderer, Freddy Krueger, who is out to possess him in order to continue his reign of terror in the real world.
Wow.
So this one, the rules are different. Like, he's actually allowed to
possess it?
he's allowed to not only possess people, he doesn't have to be confined to dreams.
Yeah, look like it was a little bit mixed, was beyond the nightmares.
Yeah, they fuck with the rules.
Yeah, I know. I noticed that from 1, 2, they keep adding up some more stuff that Freddy can do.
Well, Part 3, I think they go back to him only doing it in his dreams, if I remember correctly.
They should keep that way.
Yeah.
I don't know why they keep changing.
And this one is known as the Gay Freddy.
Why? Just because the guy know how to move? His moves?
Actually, the director even said he did throw in some gay innuendo. Because he is gay. And the star is gay. And but the star didn't... he was happy about how... He was kind of portrayed, but because of how feminine he came off as. But the director even said that he did put a lot of those scenes in on purpose.
Yeah, the gay scenes.
Yeah.
There's
so many the part, yeah, just not just him dancing. There's the scenes where he met his gym coach at a gay bar. there's just a lot of the dialogue is it kind of refers to him being gay, or and even him and Freddy, they're insinuating things, not out there exactly, but they would drop some lines here and there that they make you think. I wonder what he meant by that.
So you think this time they did push the way that even Freddy was gay?
Well, there I remember there was a couple lines that he said that Freddy is, he's trying to take me again. And just different things that he says that you can kind of take both ways. Like, okay, he's saying it as it is, or is he saying it trying to be sexual kind of thing? It's not like, I'm sure, like, if you were a kid back in 1985, you watched this, you probably wouldn't even have noticed any of it. But now, if you watch it looking for it, it's there. And a lot of the scenes where the main character has a nightmare and he wakes up all sweaty and shirtless, like all the time, or he has a fight with the guy, with his friend on the baseball field, and his ass is out the whole time.
Guys do that. They do wedgies. No, they pull their shorts.
If we're in a fight with a guy, as soon as their ass comes out, fight's over.
But you want to embarrass him. But I think they do that to embarrass in front of other people.
Oh, and the girl even says, "Nice ass."
Yeah, see, it's for, you know, showing. It was a good time to show, you know, the people. So why not?
Anyway, I don't think it really, like, took away or whatever from the film, but I'm just saying that this is, and there's even a documentary that came out last year or the year before, with the star, and he's talking about, I think it's called Nightmare on Elm Street: My Gay Experience, or something like that, or A Gay Nightmare on Elm Street. I don't know. It's like, but it's about part two, and it's him talking about it.
That's so discriminating.
What do you mean?
Like, no. It's so pointing up, like criticizing just because have a gay actor or something, and pointing it up.
Well, I think because people have always thought that over the years, but no one ever even thought if it was done on purpose or not. And
but doesn't matter. Basically, I don't see nothing wrong with this. Like, if even he has a feminine side or not, have girlfriend, no girlfriend, boyfriend. I was focused on the nightmare, bringing it up. And to be honest, if they put it really, like, very feminine guy, it would be way more funny. Because they are super funny.
And
so.
and that kid was actually pretty old for playing a teenager. He was 26. Well, I guess that's kind of common for Hollywood films to have somebody way too old to be in high school. But what I did like about part two, I did like Freddy. Because this was before part one too, but this was before Freddy started to just make jokes and stuff, and he was being serious, and I thought he was pretty creepy in this.
Mm-hmm. I think that when they put it, look like Freddy possessed him to do the killing, right? But in the other people's eyes, is him.
Yeah.
So I guess I didn't understand. I was trying to understand to see that maybe because he's having all this nightmare, he was not just like a possessed but Freddy, but he was being like Freddy.
I'm not. Are you sure that the people that got killed saw him as him?
Yeah, I think saw him as him, because there's one part over there that showed just him, and the other part as Freddy. I guess it's just for us to see Freddy possess him, but basically the people. When Freddy come out, you see when he say he's coming. You know, sometimes people have two personality.
Yeah.
They say he's coming, I can control. And I think that's why she was telling you can control. Come on, Jesse, and this and that. So I think that in other people's eyes, they could not see him as a crazy person.
Yeah, I didn't catch that for some reason. I like it. It does make sense now, but. I did not catch that. Like,
Don't make sense for you?
I said it makes sense, but especially when that guy at the party is telling him to relax. Like, why tell Freddy? Why would you be that calm around Freddy?
Exactly, because it was him. That's why, and I did understand from the first time I saw it that everybody else would see him, and even the other killings, and sometimes they have the scene that he just wake up, and the guy, you know, they found him. Remember, they found him in the street, in the road, the police officers, and brought him home. And so basically, he was doing all the killings. So Freddy was manipulating him to do all that killing. And but for us in the movies, to remind us that was Freddy's doing it. You know? So that's why in every single scene, if you go back and you see it, you see the expression of the people seeing that he's going crazy. He's going nuts. You know? Yeah. So, yeah. So was he, that's why he, you know.
Now that you say it, I'm surprised I never really noticed that for myself. And I've only seen this, I think I've only seen this movie like 4 or 5 times in my life. Like, I probably, for some reason, whenever I watch Nightmare on Elm Street, I always watch part one and part three. Mm-hmm. And I think I've watched, because those are known as the best ones. And I always seem to skip over these ones. When I always intend to watch like them all, but for some reason I always get sidetracked. Mm-hmm. So I think I've only seen this maybe 4 or 5 times in my life. It's,
so you never noticed the first time you think about it now, even when he killed his friend.
Yeah.
For some reason, reaction was like he's watching his friend going nuts.
The only time I really noticed is at the end when he switches between him and Freddy.
That's the only part.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, maybe I should have caught on to that, but for some reason I never caught on.
I was thinking you figure, or if not, I would have told you. You know, when we are watching.
Mm.
But I mean, I don't know if everybody did understand that. I did it, and that's okay. Like I said, it was very explained why he was in that party and everything. Huh?
Thinking about it now, I feel like maybe everyone does know except me, because it seems now pretty obvious that that you're saying it, but for some reason while watching the movie, it never clued in for me.
Okay, good. At least I know something that you didn't know. Yay! Finally.
And actually, the next time I watch this, I'll make sure to watch out for that.
Yeah, so do it. So yeah, so in this movie, basically, it's not just a nightmare. It starts with a nightmare, but starts being like possessed.
So then maybe that's why Freddy could kill people not in their dreams, because he's taking over his body. So now he doesn't have to be he doesn't only have to be confined to dreams anymore.
Duh.
What?
Duh.
What?
What? No, when somebody like you said, yes, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Duh.
When I told you that Freddy doesn't have to stick to dreams, you said that they wish they kept those old rules. But there's this is kind
of
like,
yeah, because I don't like the rules of possessing.
Yeah,
I didn't like it. Keep nightmares. So basically only him having a nightmares. And then he got possessed. That's it. You know? So I like the nightmare idea where the people go in the dream, they don't want to sleep. Him now was a transformation of personality, of moody. He's very moody, he's very, you know. And then he played that, he's coming. It's like, you know, like crazy person. So that's why I didn't like this number two as much, because was this possessive thing, this exorcist thing, you know, you and then it, like come in, come out, like back and forth. Freddy could come and goes in his body. You know what I mean? Like manipulate his brain. So it's like he's sleep. It's like he's wakes like sleeping wake. You know what I mean? Sleep waking, and that's why Freddy could manipulate his body.
Sleep walking, or
yeah, like he was sleeping but was awake to the point that Freddy came and used his body in the dream. You just look, sleeping walk or whatever they call. I don't know how they call. Walk, sleep, walk. How they call?
Yeah, sleepwalking.
Yeah, because then when he wake up, he didn't know what he did. So basically, he was sleeping, and Freddy manipulate his body to do it, and to the point that he don't even have to be sleeping. Freddy could. The more Freddy used to use his body when he was sleeping, the more he don't have to be sleeping. You know what I mean? So that's why in that scene in the party or with his friend when he killed his friend. So basically, Freddy get more power over his body. So I didn't like that whole idea. Like, keep in the nightmare, you know? Keep his girlfriend having nightmares, his friends start having nightmares. You know what I mean? So, yeah, but I guess they want to do the second one a little bit different and, you know, so what was good, the idea that they found the book was Nancy talking about the story and stuff like that. I like that scene that he was dancing.
Do you like the angle that he moved into her house?
Yeah, yeah, because basically after all that tragic, for sure you don't want to live in the house anymore, so you pass it on, right?
It was kind of like an Amityville kind of like about like people moving into a house with that bad things happened in it.
So, yeah, but then they make like a haunted house because things start happening there. The birds get burned. Yeah, the heat.
Like Amityville. That's what I said.
Yeah. So I didn't like the whole concept of haunting things.
Yeah.
This was like beyond Nightmare in Elm Street, basically.
And of course the dad got a great deal on the house. That's why they got the house.
Yeah, the haunted house had a good deal.
Same thing with Amityville and the. No, but overall, it's definitely not. I think it actually is one of the better Nightmare on Elm Streets.
I like number three.
Oh, I do too. But I'm saying it's in the. I think it's in the top half. If there's like. Seven, I would parts. I would put this like number, like maybe the. Let's wait till we watch the rest to decide. But from what I remember, I think it's probably like in the fourth best or something.
Yeah.
But maybe my mind will change as we watch these ones.
Yeah. So this one is not my favorite. Definitely the first one. Yes, I gave 10. For this one, I'm gonna give. I'm going to give it 6.5.
I'll give it a 7. I was debating between 7.5 and 7. I think it's closer to a 7. I'm wondering how it would stand up as its own movie. It's still good. I do like Freddy in it. I think he's he acts like he doesn't talk much. I actually prefer him just being creeping and quiet. Then the way he turns out to and like later in the series he's like a stand-up comedian. It goes too over the top.
Special was Jason, right? You have some lines that he playing around with Jason.
Oh, Freddy vs. Jason.
Right. Yeah. But this one I give 6.5 because, like I said, I didn't like this possessing idea of. You know, it's not just a nightmare. It's like a ghost haunting house and then him getting possessed. And then that whole drama in the end when love make through, you know, that he come back to himself. And I didn't like that scene that basically because the whole time you're seeing Freddy, right? For us, we are seeing Freddy. She's seeing him and acting crazy, right? And the whole time she's talking to him, don't let him, you know, act like that. And then they put his little voice and then Freddy's voice and then the little voice and then the Freddy's voice. So it's basically, it's like kind of like mess with your head. And I think that's why you get confused because they did that, those scenes. It's him, no him, it's him, no him, him, no him. You know what I mean? So, right. So I think that's why sometimes probably people get confused. Probably people were thinking what you are thinking.
And the girlfriend, that the girl who plays his girlfriend, I guess her name is Kim Myers in real life. I always get her and the one from It 90 mixed up.
She's in the It?
I get them mixed up.
Oh.
Because, for some reason,
I never see that girl ever.
So for me, I always think she looks exactly like the one from It.
No, so. This one have like a peacock face. Like a bird face.
Yeah.
Small lips, small. The another one is more. I think the another one have more present.
The one in It?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
She have more present. This one, don't did it for me. Like, you know.
For half the film, I thought it was the same girl. But.
Oh, really? Yeah, this one for me, I didn't like her acting either. Was still like, eh.
Yeah, me either.
You know? And plus, who? You barely talk to the boy in the school and so suddenly you show up in his house?
Yeah. I thought his friend had the best like presence.
Yeah, he does.
He's not like an amazing actor or anything, but he had the most presence, I thought. Just
and
like,
you could believe he could turn to psycho too, because he's like heavy.
And he does remind me a lot of the guy from part one. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does too.
He was very similar to that. Yeah.
It's true. I think him being the main actor, I think he would do good too. That guy.
Let me see what else he's been in, because I'm pretty sure I've seen him in other stuff.
I think I saw him in some romantic, probably. Because he has that bad boy look.
Mm.
But I don't think the acting in this movie. The actors was very, like, likable for me.
Right.
I don't like the girlfriend. I don't like the main guy. He did good in the dancing, but he have, like, a kind of, like, a dumb face.
Yeah.
To me. Maybe that's what they want, but come on, to be in Freddy's, you need to have a badass.
The only films the guy was in that I really recognize is Weird Science, Vamp, I saw him. Sometimes They Come Back. So he wasn't in a lot of stuff. I just seen that guy looks like he was in a lot of stuff. But he was in a lot of stuff, but just not a lot of stuff that I've seen.
I don't know. I need to see myself. But how about the acting? What do you think?
It was fine. It didn't hurt the film. It wasn't a standout or anything, but it was good enough for this kind of movie.
But how about the main guy?
Main guy. Yeah, they could have replaced him with a different guy, and I wouldn't have complained.
Yeah, you see that's what I mean. Like. I don't think he was, never mind if was masculine enough, but he don't have that much present, I think.
That's what I mean. Like, even like Heather Langenkamp from part one, people complain about her acting, but she had much more presence than
him. Which one?
Than
him. Oh, Nancy?
Nancy from part one.
She beat lots of big stars.
That's what I'm saying. No, she did. She, like if you took her out of Nightmare on Elm Street, it might hurt the film because she actually did fit the film. Like with him, you can replace him with his friend, and it might have been better, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I think so too. I agreed with that. He actually now. When was this movie? It was in he actually from 1959.
Right, so I said he was 26.
So while he's very old now.
His friend was like 20.
He did Amityville, Evil Never Die.
Yeah, I guess one of the many later. Yeah.
Yeah, it looked like he did this in 2017. So what's the name of that the one play his friend?
His friend.
Robert?
Yeah, Robert Russler.
Robert Russell. Oh, he's he's from 65. I guess he was younger, way younger than him.
That's what I said. I said he's 20 and the other guy was 26.
No, I mean, even now, like the look.
Obviously, if he was younger then, he's younger now.
We look better look than the other one. No, sometimes people get old, like, well, still maybe, looking good.
Well, see, his picture on IMDb is an old one, and Mark's picture is a new one. So you don't know.
Yeah, that's true. I wonder this girl that she did Lisa, she did Hellraiser.
Again, one of the later ones.
The remake?
I don't think I watched that one. No, it's like part 8 or whatever, part 7.
Yeah, and she did some another one unknown too. But anyways, I don't think I think they did okay, but was not very memorable. I guess he is memorable from all that dance, because I remember his dancing.
Yeah.
I like that dance move. Like, it's no shy at all. Can you imagine a girl that you like walk by in your bedroom, you're dancing like that? I would be shy if I walked by.
No, I keep dancing.
Really?
No.
Okay. Do you dance alone when nobody around?
No. Not usually.
I do. I dance when I cook. I dance when I clean. I dance in the shower. What?
That I can believe.
Yes, I do. It's entertainment. But anyways, guys, this is our review for the Nightmare on Elm Street Part 2. So you guys, if you wanted to have any question to ask, or if you watch, you have any opinion in this movie, let us know. That would be great. But we're going to continue to review all the series. So stay tuned. And if you like to join us in our Facebook group, because we have two groups. One is for horror, so it's Horror Movie Review Maniacs. That's how called. And we have Movie Freaks Review, that is other type of movies. And we have movie clubs every week, that somebody is the lucky one that picked the movie for us to watch. And you have 1 week to watch and review. So it's pretty fun, because you never know the taste of people in movies, right?
Maybe you can find a hidden gem that you never thought of, that someone else has.
And plus, we do have lots of movie reviews, and you can see people's opinions. And if you like to people review your favorite movie, you should join us movie club. Because you can pick the movie and everybody gonna watch and let you know what they think about it. Mm. I think it's pretty nice. Even if it's negative or not, but at least you have some idea what people taste on it, you know? They think about it. So it's awesome. What else do we have?
We're also on Twitter and Instagram and, of course, this podcast.
Yes, and we have a new episode every single day. And like we said, go back and check us Evil Dead, because we did Evil Dead series in a broadcast, right? So you can check that out if it's your favorite movie. So be prepared, because it's not my favorite, but it's Bill's favorite. So you have negative and positive thinking, opinion. And continue to listen to us, because it's lots of fun. We have a crazy people reviewing your movies. That's Kelly and Bill.
Right.
So okay. See you next time.
All right. Bye.
Bye.